Now, think you know what's going to happen next? Well, think again. Next Saturday, the first PAX Salon of the year will be experimenting with the uncertain nature of performance with Desire Lines. Maeve Parker and Seb Henry Jones are the masterminds behind Desire Lines and join you live now in the studio. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you going?
Good, well, thanks.
Now, this isn't your first outing with Desire Lines, but for people who don't know, what is the concept behind it?
Okay, well, I guess we could just explain what a Desire Line is. A Desire Line essentially is an unofficial path. So I guess the most common form of Desire Line you might come across is in a park or like where there's grass and you can see like a track worn into the grass. It's kind of appeared over time.
Mm.
Yeah.
So when people take the different route, get off the cement, wander through the grass and over time, yeah, the path is formed.
Yeah, I guess it's like a kind of analogy for like the way that people engage with space differently.
Mm. And how are you going to do this? Like, you know, that was an example in a park. So how do you do this in a theatre, which is quite a closed space?
So I guess we're just going to try and play with the space as much as possible. Yeah, we want to try and surprise people. And I've been thinking a lot about when you walk through the city and you wonder what's going on behind different doors and different buildings and different bits of buildings on a roof, whatever. Trying to, yeah, create those little moments in different sites within PACT. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, because historically Desire Lines has kind of happened on the street outside. This is the first time it's going to happen inside a building, so we have to get really creative with how we use the space.
Because we've spoken on this show before, and I swear last time it was like a tour around like Sydney in a way.
Yeah, the last one we did was in Ultimo, and we did things like we hired out a Kennard storage unit.
Mm.
Shoved people in there.
Of course, we can't do it this time. So, it's just a matter of thinking about how we can, I guess, pleasantly surprise an audience over time. Yeah.
Yeah, so in a way, it's a non-scripted kind of experience, right?
Yeah, it's like, I guess, an abstract plot. So it's like there are moments within this four-hour block at the PAX Salon where we've kind of programmed for something to happen. And then we have eight fantastic artists who are going to be involved in the evening. But yeah, it's very loosely put together.
And I'm still not sure what everyone's going to do.
We always love a nice surprise. So who are some of the guests that are appearing?
We've got the wonderful Austin Bucket, who's known for a lot of different projects, my favourite being Staunch Nation. But for this one, he'll be doing something solo. I think it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we've got Get to Work, who are like a group of three girls who do some amazing work. Al Joel and some collaborators of hers, Layla El Reyes,
Megan Hansen.
Who else?
Oh, my housemate, Emily Parsons Lord.
Luigi Vecchio.
Yeah,
Luigi Vecchio, a fantastic dancer.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really great.
Yeah.
Aaron Chen also going to be?
Aaron Chen is going to be in it as well.
Like, because, you know, you watch the Aaron Chen tonight on
it's
the
so
ABC.
Funny.
And it's like, he's so random, so I'm just like wondering what's going to happen when he gets on.
Yeah, he's
to his
one of the
path.
People I'm really curious.
Yeah, and I'm really excited for his performance as well because he's not an artist in the traditional sense of the word, or performance artist.
No.
I guess that's the evening is also about kind of expanding our notion of what performance can be.
Mm. And, you know, with these artists, how will you kind of explore that? Because they're all quite from different disciplines.
Yeah, we actually started the whole process by having a big dinner where we invited everyone so they could become friends, and we tend to ask people that we really want to get to know.
Yeah.
And whose work we're obviously really interested in as well. But yeah, we kind of started with that as a way of having people talk amongst themselves as opposed to us being really prescriptive about what they should do, where they should perform, how their performance should take shape.
Yeah, I think we're trying to think of ourselves as just providing a space.
Mm.
And the way we framed the whole evening, I think, on the Facebook event is to think about like the moment of performance rather than the person who performs. In that way, like the performance becomes a heightened state of perception where like anything could happen, or you notice things that you didn't notice before.
Mm.
And like thinking about the space and the people around you as well as the performance itself and how that engages with the site.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds very, in a way, spontaneous. And, you know, are these artists like trained in improvisation? Like, do they react well with improvisation?
I hope so. Suckers.
Well, a lot of them have like a practice based in performance, or they have performed before. So I think most of them will be very comfortable.
I think it's also a nice opportunity because it's in a different space and outside of a kind of institution, even though PACT is obviously a long-run institution. But I guess like using it in a different way or generally using other external sites, it means people can use their practice, I guess, in a way that ordinarily they wouldn't be able to if they're performing in a museum or at the Art Gallery of New South Wales or something.
Yeah, you know? Hopefully it's an environment in which people aren't afraid to... unafraid to fail, essentially. Or works aren't kind of measured by whether they succeed or fail, in inverted commas.
And, you know, and audiences have gone along on these Desire Lines adventures. Have they been, like, you know, a bit timid at first, like, interacting with the performance?
We usually don't go on the walks. We get too stressed.
We usually try and hide backstage. We also like the idea that, like, we're kind of invisible and the walk happens of its own accord. But I think by the end of the experience, people will be used to the... I guess it's also quite a fast experience. Things are happening quite quickly. Mm. And people kind of will, get used to that by the end, I think.
It's quite nice. We often end our walks at a pub or somewhere where we can just, like, get drunk, like, have a chat with the audience and see what they thought and kind of get their feedback. And it's really interesting to see what, you know, whose favourite...
Yeah.
What they love the most.
It's a really nice way to kind of remember this thing that is very spontaneous.
Yeah. So it's a bit of like a community get together at the end.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
absolutely.